Hey, this is Bipolar J, and first, a lot has happened since the first podcast that I released. I'm more clear and I have a better understanding of my condition. So first of all, after that day in the car, I just want to clarify a couple of things. The clicking that you heard, that was one of my coping mechanisms. When I start race these thoughts, I like to just kind of play with my hands or do something physical to kind of distract myself from it. So that's kind of meditative. And I was in my car at the time. And I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder in Australia. A couple of times they try to push me out of the, or not push me out, they try to reintegrate me back into society in Australia. And for one reason or another, it just didn't work out. And I remember one time, I actually, while on medication, when driving, which you should never do until your psychiatrist gives you the okay. So that's a big tip. If you don't know what the side effects are of the medication, make sure you talk with your psychiatrist. I'm not trying to be anybody's psychiatrist right now. I just know my own body and know what I need. One of my coping mechanisms is using technology. That's a big one for me. So I always carry my phone with me. But it's good and bad, you know, like sometimes too much technology. Sometimes too much technology is not good. I guess what I'm trying to say is like you gotta find the balance in life. And once you find the balance in one area, you gotta move to the balance to the next area. And then it's a constant struggle every day to find that balance. I think I found that balance. I'm pretty happy right now. Oh, sorry. I'm lying in my bed while recording this podcast because it's currently 2 a.m. I slept about 2 or 3 hours. And for me, sleep is very important. I find that I function the best when I can get 8 hours of sleep. But I'm just not sleepy right now, and I'm at my own home. But you know, there's pressure from home too, because sometimes parents care too much and they show it in the wrong way. I remember a very good quote I got from one of the nice ladies at 310 Cope. Don't remember what her name was, but she said this quote, it helped me a lot, is that parents have a voice, but not a choice. And if they try to force a choice on you, just know that it's okay. Calmly explain to them your reasoning. And if they don't accept that, then you can go find your friends, or you can go out for a walk, or you can take your medication. Just know there are a lot of options. I am not really sleepy anymore. Slept and slept 8. So here's all I did today. I ate a lot of good food with my family. I slept a lot. Sleeping a lot for me right now is 2 hours. I need in the hospital, I needed 8 hours. I couldn't get that. Got it. So since the last episode, I actually went to the hospital multiple times. So I should explain. So on that day in the car, I drove myself to the hospital, which I was not supposed to do, but I had no other option. Or I thought I had no other option. But anyways, I drove very carefully and very safe. Long story short, I was admitted to the hospital for about a month this time. And in the hospital, you just gotta follow the rules. I mean, they have their own way of doing things, and something is stuck in my mouth. Anyways, they have their own way of doing things, and just listen to whatever rule they set for you. Really, that's the best advice I can say. If you are in the hospital, there's a reason why you are there. Think about what brought you to the hospital and then try to get better. Just try to get good. I have a good friend of mine. He's depressed. So when I'm going to a manic state, I like to call him from the hospital, and he helps me work out some issues. And don't worry, everybody in the hospital is very supportive. But what you need to do is go to the professionals if you need help. And there are many ways to contact professionals. It could be a phone call like 310 COPE. It could be going to the hospital by yourself or with your family. It could be as simple as changing the emergency contact of your of your of your I got it. Okay, so that's my level today. I accept that my parents love me, but they just show it in different ways. I'm pretty emotionally stable right now. Am I? Yeah. Do I sound emotionally stable to you guys? So in the hospital, they taught us you have the rational mind and you have the reasonable mind. You have the emotional mind. But what you want to do is you want to get the wise mind, which is kind of in the middle. I feel like I have that. My problem right now is that I cannot sleep for too long. But it will come with time. So that's it for today. Shorter than last time, but that doesn't mean it's not as good. Tune in for the next episode if you are interested, or you can just sign off and find your own professional help.